right now. Now, if you pray in your home, you receive X reward. If you take that same nafl salah and you pray in the masjid, you get increased reward. If you take the same nafl salah and you pray it in Medina, you get 50,000 time reward. Take the same nafl salah and you pray it in Mecca, you get 100,000 time reward. Right? It's the same person praying, the same nafl salah, the same surahs that are recited. In one place it gives you one reward in your home. In the masjid it gives you multiple rewards. In Medina it gives you 50,000 rewards. In Mecca it gives you 100,000 rewards. It shows you that the place that you pray matters. There is a barakah in the place in which you pray. So, and there is also barakah in praying in these types of places, which is what's being highlighted, right? The second point that's being highlighted is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses a place for barakah, the place receives its barakah from the beginning of time all the way till the end of time. Now look, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Yathrib to pray. Yathrib had not become Medina. Actually, the beauty of Yathrib is not Yathrib. It's not the dates. It's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose Yathrib to be his home. So now all of us make Yathrib our home. So much so that if something were to happen in Yathrib, we would all be there defending Yathrib, right? So Yathrib, Medina, becomes special because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose Medina to be special. So look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praying in Yathrib beforehand to provide barakah in that particular spot before even Islam was planted there. So obviously the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew well in advance that something was coming in the future and that that future was going to be in Yathrib. So now the hadith continues. Now as they went from Jerusalem, Bethlehem into Jerusalem, they then entered a special realm called the Barzakh. Okay, Barzakh, you have to understand, is the name of the life that exists between this life and the hereafter. It's a special place. It's not Jannah, it's sort of like after the grave, but before you go to Jannah and Jahannam, before the day of judgment exists. That place is called the Barzakh. It's the next place we're going to go for our next life. Now, when they entered into the Barzakh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw many things relating to the hereafter because he was now able to witness what was going on in the Barzakh. And so what I want to do is I want to relate five or six of those events so that we can take home some important lessons about how to live our life. So it comes in the book of Imam Bayhaqi. Bayhaqi is another hadith scholar. That on the way in the Barzakh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a very old woman. Now they're flying on the Buraq and they're going through the Barzakh, and as they were traveling, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a very old woman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was calling him, saying, "Come, come, come." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he turned to the angel Jibra'il alayhi salam and he said, "Who is this?" So the angel Jibra'il alayhi salam said, "Continue." So they continued. Then they came to a very old, old man. And he was off the path, way off the path that they were traveling. And he was also calling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked what was going on. The angel Jibra'il alayhi salam said, "Continue." Then they came to another group of people. And that group of people was saying, "Assalamu alaykum" upon the first one. "Assalamu alaykum" upon the last one. "Assalamu alaykum" upon the collector. "Assalamu alaykum" upon the gatherer. And then the angel Jibra'il turned to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and began to explain this entire event. So he told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the first old, old woman that you passed by, that was the dunya. And her age represents the age of the dunya. The dunya started out young, and now it's become very, very old, meaning it's about to pass over, it's about to die, it's no longer going to exist after a very short period of time. Then he said that that old man that you passed by, that was Iblis. And if you would have answered his call and gone in that direction, your whole ummah would have become misguided and gone in that direction. And then he said that that group that you passed by that said "Assalamu alaikum" upon the first one, "Assalamu alaikum" upon the last one, that was Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And they were calling you to guide you along this journey. So these three groups were passed on the way. Now, that's the book of Imam Bayhaqi. In the book of Imam Tabarani, There are many other narrations about different things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed on the way. So one group of people that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed was a group of people that were planting their seeds. And what was ironic about that group of people was that as they were planting the seed, right when they put the seed in the ground, the plant came up. Now anybody who knows farming, obviously most people here don't know farming, so probably they think that could happen, right? Especially nowadays when you go in the grocery store and everything is ready-made for us. But actually when you plant the seed, it takes months before it grows, and it takes a lot of effort. It doesn't just pop up like that. Anyway, this group of people, ajib, they were putting seeds in the ground, and immediately when they put the seed in the ground, the plant would come up. And then they would harvest and take the benefit of that plant. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the angel Jibreel alayhi salam, who are these people? And the angel Jibreel alayhi salam explained that these are the mujahideen. Their sacrifice made their soil so fertile that immediately when they plant seeds in the ground, they get their reward immediately in the hereafter. So that's how much the fertilizer of their blood, the sacrifice of their blood, resulted in their receiving benefit. Okay, then the Prophet ﷺ passed by a second group of people. The second group of people were having their heads cracked open. They were being hit with something, their head would get cracked open, and then it would be repaired. And it would become just like it had never been cracked. And then, again, their head would be cracked, and then it would be repaired. And then it would be cracked, and then it would be repaired. So the Prophet ﷺ asked, who is this group of people? And the angel Jibreel ﷺ explained that these are the people who did not offer their prayer, who were heedless about their prayers. Then the Prophet ﷺ passed by another group of people. Now this was a very strange group of people. These people were walking like cattle on their four legs. And they had just a small piece of cloth covering their private area. So they were grazing around like cattle, and they were barely covered. So the Prophet ﷺ asked, who is this group of people? The angel Jibreel said, these are the people who did not pay their zakah. They neglected their zakah. Then they passed by another group of people. Very strange also. This group of people had two pots in front of them. In one pot, they had good cooked food. You could smell the food and you could see that this was some very, very special food. In another pot, they had rotten, putrid, smelly food. Now these people had two pots in front of them, one full of beautiful food, one full of filthy food, and they were eating the putrid, smelly food. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who are these group of people? So the angel Jibreel said, these are the people who are married to righteous women. They are married to righteous women, so before them they have very, very tasty food. But instead they turn their attention to other women who are unlawful for them. They glance at women they shouldn't glance at. They speak with women they shouldn't speak with. They engage themselves with women that they shouldn't engage with. In front of them was a halal, healthy, tasty meal, and instead they turned themselves towards something that was rotten and despicable. And so this was another group of people. Now, on the deepest level, this applies to physical zina, having unlawful interactions with those women. But remember that the Prophet ﷺ also said that there is zina of the eyes, there is zina of the ears, there is zina of the tongue. So this hadith is a very deep hadith. This listening to music of women who have no relation to men, all of these things, what are they singing? I love you, you love me. Those words don't have any meaning. I love you love me means something. It has some effect on you. You don't recognize it. But actually we should be very careful. Na'udhu billah, protect our ears from zina, our eyes from zina, our tongues from zina, our hands from zina, our feet from zina, our mind from zina, because we see the grave, grave punishment that occurs with these people when they enter into the barzakh. Anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then came and passed by another group of people. And this group of people was very interesting as well. They were people who had a lot of wood gathered together in a pile. So there was a big pile of wood, and they were using this wood, but they couldn't lift it. It was too heavy. Now, it was so heavy and they couldn't lift it, but instead of trying to remove some of the load, they were going and bringing more wood, and then trying to lift it, and bringing more wood, and trying to lift it. It didn't make sense to them that they had already carried too much upon their shoulders. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, who is this group of people? So the angel Jibreel alaihi salam said that this is a group of people that is responsible for rights. They have so many rights on their shoulders, but instead of fulfilling their rights to those people, they go and put other rights on their back. So they have a family, they should be fulfilling their rights to the family. Instead of fulfilling those rights, they're running around and trying to save the world, right? They don't fulfill the rights that Allah placed upon them. They couldn't even carry those rights. And instead of recognizing that they should be decreasing the load off their shoulders, instead what do? They keep putting more and more and more weight upon them. So the take-home message from this, according to ulama, is don't be a fool. Don't seek out responsibility. People say, what are you talking about? Don't seek out responsibility. Responsibility means responsibility on the Day of Judgment as well. We are very weak human beings. We pick up one foot, we can't pick the other one up off the ground. We are very simple, we have very limited abilities, and we will barely be able to answer for what we do in this life on the Day of Judgment. So to think oneself strong and to pick up extra responsibility for no reason puts us into a very difficult situation. Yes, if Allah gives you the talent, if Allah gives you the ability, He gives you the time, He creates the environment for you to carry more responsibility, great. Otherwise, we know, the Prophet ﷺ said, that everyone is a shepherd, and they will be asked upon their sheep. And for the husband, that's their family. For the father, that's their children. The person who can carry more than that is a very, very talented individual. So once you have five salah on your head, hajj on your head, fasting on your head, zakah on your head, and a family on your head, most people cannot carry much more than that. Okay? So be very wary about overburdening oneself with responsibility. They then continued. They saw another group of people. By the way, these are not in any particular order. I'm taking them from different hadith and just making it easy for everybody here. They passed by another group of people, and this group of people had they actually saw a very small rock. So this wasn't a group of people actually. This is a very small rock. And from this rock, a bull would come out. And then the bull would try to go back and re-enter the rock, but the bull obviously could not go back in the rock. So again, a bull would come out of the small rock, and then it would try to re-enter the rock, and it could not. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what is this group of people? What does this bull represent? And so the angel Jibreel alayhi salam explained that this bull represents the careless person who slips with their tongue, and then later on,